We're waiting for the decision from the CDC panel regarding the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine and permission to administer that to children age 5 to 11. Let's talk about this and much more as to where we stand almost 2 years into the pandemic with Dr. Marie Elizabeth Ramos, family medicine physician. It's good to have you here. What are the questions you're getting from your patients, well, from their parents right now?
Right. Parents are concerned about long-term consequences from the COVID-19 vaccine, Adam, and they are concerned about the relative risk of side effects from the vaccine. Luckily, having a family physician or another primary care clinician available can answer those questions very easily. As a matter of fact, today and the CDC, as they started their discussion today, they did note that vaccines are incredibly safe, and amongst the numbers of rising cases that are of the highest numbers now in the United States of children with COVID-19, it's really an issue that we need to address immediately as far as getting vaccinated.
Do we know definitively? I mean, nothing is 100%, but this concern about the long-term effects, especially with young children, do we know definitively there's really nothing to be concerned about here?
You're right. There's nothing that is ever 100%, Adam, but we are in a place where we need to weigh the risks and benefits of the treatments that we have versus the risk of not getting the treatment. Right now, we have millions of kids that have gotten COVID-19, and we've unfortunately had the highest numbers of deaths related to COVID-19 in children ages 5 to 11. And so the risk is not inconsequential as far as getting COVID. We have to also think about what the risk is involved with kids who do get COVID or are exposed to COVID. And what does this mean to not only their physical well-being, but their social emotional well-being during this time over the last 2 years? We have kids who have never been in person until this year in school. And we need to think about the consequences of those aspects as well when we're considering getting the vaccine.
What would you say to people about different companies which are in, for instance, Amazon is lifting its mask mandate for employees who are fully vaccinated at their warehouse, their fulfillment centers? I hear, for instance, restaurants in New York City. If you go in to dine and you can show your passport, you can eat with a mask off, yet the staff wears a mask. I mean, what do you say about these kinds of policies?
Well, you know, Adam, we're getting into the stage right now where we not only have to deal with our regular cold and flu season, but we have to think about the consequences of being indoors more likely in the winter time. And as a family doctor, I need to talk about prevention. And so what we know right now is that the two biggest mitigators of contracting COVID-19, even if you're vaccinated, and also of spreading the virus, is to wear a mask and to get vaccinated. And so, you know, the recommendation would be to do as much as you can to help mitigate the spread of the disease. And we're in a place right now where we're watching science in motion. And we do have good evidence that is starting to show there is a potentiality of lower risk of transmitting COVID-19 infection. But we also have new variants of COVID virus coming out and emerging, which is another reason why I would suspect people should get their vaccine and also to get their masks on. So I think in this case, particularly for our Amazon workers who are in close quarters, they're exposed to multiple people, it would be recommended to wear their mask, even if they have the option of not wearing it at this time.
What would you advise a parent who might have a 10 or 11-year-old who wants the vaccine, but the parent doesn't want the vaccine administered? How do you approach that? The parent's rights, well, how would that play out?
That's a great question. So most of our states require parental consent for kids that are either 18 or younger. As a matter of fact, 40 states require parental consent for patients who are younger than the age of 18. One state, Nebraska, requires consent up to 19 years old. But there are more states that are looking into opportunities for youth to have the right to get vaccinated without parental consent. And we have precedent with that. As a matter of fact, the HPV vaccine that protects against human papillomavirus, which can cause cervix cancer, for instance. There are some states that have allowed for young patients to make the decision to get vaccinated because of the relative risk of getting ill later on in life. Other cases, such as the chickenpox vaccine, there are certainly less cases of death as it relates to chickenpox vaccine, as it relates to COVID-19. But still, there's still that concern. So I do think that there are emerging legislation state by state that's starting to look into how can young adults and children in that borderline age have that opportunity to get vaccinated for good reason. So there's more to come on that. Right now, it's recommended to take a look at your state laws, and have a frank conversation with your primary care clinician to see really what are your concerns regarding your child getting vaccinated.